Hello. It's 10:39 a.m.
Oh man.
2017 is just about done. Ain't that some shit? I've done this almost every day this year. It's a weird year. Oh, I don't hear my cats. They want food. They have to wait a few minutes. Last night I went and saw The Phantom Thread. Paul Thomas Anderson. He's a weird dude. But that movie's good. That's my review. Alright, let's look at the fucking news. What's going on in the fucking news? Dr. Phil show reportedly helped addicts score drugs and alcohol before they went on air. I can't believe Dr. Phil is still a show. I honestly didn't know Dr. Phil was still a show. He was like everywhere. Like so long ago. What was that? Early 2000s? He's everywhere. Right after 9/11, I feel like Dr. Phil, all over the place. And he was like, hey, I have diet food. Eat my diet food. Even though he was like overweight. And like, hey, my kids wrote a book. My wife wrote a book. Look at me. The whole family is a therapist. And although I think they weren't really. They were just like his kid and his wife. And then I felt like it seemed like, all right, that's over. I don't know. At least 14 years ago, and now he's been going the whole time. How rich must that guy be? He's had a show this many years. Who's watching it? Honestly, who's watching Dr. Phil? Maybe it's really good. Maybe it's like the best show, and I've completely been missing out all this time. I didn't know I wasn't tapped into the afternoon talk show. I thought it was Dr. Oz. I thought that was the doctor. But no, still Dr. Phil. I wonder if Dr. Phil and Dr. Oz get along or they hate each other. And if Dr. Phil is still saying, oh, if the barn door is open, you know, he just has all these farm analogies. I can't think of a good one. But he was getting, I guess, it sounds like there was a guest, and drug addict, alcoholic, so you come, you know, you bring on these people that are a mess, and then Dr. Phil says, you know what, you gotta get it together. You gotta get it together. And this guy's like, listen, I ain't going out there until I get fucked up. And Dr. Phil's like, well, I got some Xanax and a bottle of Jim Beam in my dressing room at all times. So here you go. Get your mind right and get out on that stage because it's showtime, baby. Show must go on. I might be a doctor, but I'm mostly a showman. That's allegedly what happened. I don't know. I'm not sure what happened. I'm sure that that wasn't Dr. Phil that gave the guy the drugs and the alcohol. It's probably a producer. Dr. Phil, you do a show that long, I don't think Dr. Phil's involved in anything. His car rolls up a minute before those cameras start rolling, and he gets out, gets on that stage. Says, what fucking asshole am I talking to today? All right. Look at this drug addict. Why are you a drug addict? I'm going to make you better. I'm going to yell at you. I bet nobody's ever yelled at you before. That's what. Oh, I'm a therapist that yells at people, and because that's what people really like, is to be yelled at. Oh, Dr. Phil, fuck off. Vandalism destroys 500,000 bees, wipes out Sioux City honey business. So all the thriving honey business of Sioux City, Iowa is now done because some reckless teen is vandalism. So I'm assuming it's a reckless teen. I'll take a quick. Does it say right away what the fuck happened? Because who's gonna? Well, I don't like bees, and I don't like honey. But I don't want honey to go away. I don't want to kill bees. Well, I don't want. If a bee's in your house, you kill it. Maybe this is a person that's allergic to bees. And it's like I'm sick of these hives around. That's possible. But this was like a business in Sioux City. I mean, how many businesses are in Sioux City, Iowa? Oh, there's probably plenty. It's probably just like every other place in the fucking world. What, there's a Best Buy and a Red Robin, and it looks like everything else, right? But there was also this. Well, hope they can get some more bees. Is it hard to get bees? It feels like bees should be free. I know they're not. But it feels like, I guess you're not paying for the bees, you're paying for the rounding up of the bees. And I guess, isn't there some sort of, I've heard of some sort of bee shortage, a honey shortage or something that's going on. It hasn't been the top of my list. When I hear about that, I'm like, okay, maybe that's not my main concern right now, isn't the bees. But that's because I don't use honey. Court upholds $135,000 fine for bakery owners who refuse to make cake for gay couple. Well, I guess they wish they made that cake. Don't those people at this are they still holding strong? Like, well, at least we didn't make that gay cake. We didn't make that cake with a penis. Have sex with the other cake with a penis, or whatever genitals the cake was supposed to had. I don't know, but we didn't make that gay cake. Listen, we're in the hole $135,000. But if we made that cake, we would have lost our souls, because you know what Jesus said: don't make a cake for homos. He said that. He was petting a lamb and talking to some children. And he said, children, if you ever make a cake for homos, you're going to go to fucking hell. And you're going to and I'm going to punch you in the face. You're going to come up to heaven. I'll punch you in the face and send you to hell for making that gay cake. That's in the New Testament somewhere. I forget exactly the verse. You know, it's been a while since I've read the Bible, at least a year. So, sorry. That's what it costs. $135,000. Does that go to the couple? Do they just score $135,000 because someone would make up a cake? That's pretty sweet. I think if I was that couple, I'd say, listen, you owe me $135,000. That's a lot. But your bakery, And I love donuts so fucking much. Can I get just like $135,000 worth of gay donuts? Just write on every donut, this is a gay donut. Say, this is, you don't even have to say homosexual. I'm going to say gay. This is gay donut. Just write gay donut on each one. And 135 grand worth, which is what, what's a donut, 50 cents? Okay, let's say donuts a dollar. You owe me $135,000 gay donut. $135,000 gay donuts. And then every day you just go in there and you get a box. I mean, and then you just get a whole lot and then have a big donut party. That's what you do. Say, okay, how many? Just give me, and every day. I mean, that's so many donuts that you could just have a party almost every day. Have a big donut, have a gay donut party. Say, here's a gay donut for gay people. Have gay people gather outside, you know, set up a card table outside the bakery, and you have a nice little sidewalk gay donut party. That's what I would do. But I wasn't lucky enough to be in that position. All right. See you people tomorrow. We love you.